A nationwide project begins in July looking at low literacy and numeracy for Tangata Pasifika called The Expression, Experiences and Transcendence of Low Skill for Aotearoa New Zealand. The research seeks to find out types of learning programs that target Pacific people regarding literacy and numeracy and the effectiveness. Do they work? Why or why not? We're joined now by Dr. Betty Offe-Grant, who is the project lead for the Pasifika component. Betty is a New Zealand-born Pasifika lecturer and academic who works at AUT University Management Department and teaches diversity, HRM, cooperative education and researches cultural issues regarding Tangata Pasifika and work. It is a very warm welcome. Mālo sui fua, mālo lele, and thank you for joining us today, Betty.
Thank you, thank you very much for having me, Brian. I'm so pleased to be here.
And thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today. Now, Betty, firstly, can you give us more background on the research project that's kicking off in July?
It actually kicks off now.
So apologies. It was due to start in July.
Yeah. It was supposed to be in July, but we've actually started it early.
Okay. Yeah.
So this project came about because we are looking at some of the ways where we could build capacity in our communities. And so under the New Zealand Work Research Institute, led by Professor Gail Pacheco, she coordinated this project in line with other universities from the USA and with Waikato University to look at how New Zealand deals with literacy and numeracy. And what we've found so far is that actually Tangata Pasifika are the worst performing groups in terms of literacy and numeracy. So they have the lowest capacity within skills for literacy and numeracy.
Have you done some pre-research, like saying, you know, what those maybe contributing factors thus far, or that's going to be part of the research project?
Well, we do know some things now because there has been research about this. So some of the things has to do with the environment. So sometimes the background where Pacific, in terms of where you live, so your home environment, did your parents have a library is one thing, access to library books, resources, the schooling of the parents also and of the children, they all contribute to where Pacific people end up. So there are some contributing factors that start this problem with literacy and numeracy. We're hoping to find some more information. We think that maybe culture might have to do with it. Yep.
Thank you. So in terms of that, the design framework of the research project, please, Betty.
Yep. So one of the beauties about this project is that we have full support to use a Pacific world lens, Pacific paradigm. So this is how Pacific people view the world. And so we're using Pacific-based methodologies, cultural value systems. We're using methods like Talanoa, the Te Uluwa, which is Samoan-based, Te Vaivai, which is created by a Cook Island academic, and we put that into the design to try to see if we can get more engagement from Tangata Pasifika.
Mm-hmm. How did the project come about?
Which bit, the Pacific bit?
Yeah, the Pacific or the whole the whole research. Where did it all stem from?
It's the brainchild of Professor Gail Pacheco. So she runs the New Zealand Work Research Institute. And I think that was one of her projects that's actually quite important, especially for us Pacific people and Māori. So we really want to find how can we build capacity with these marginalised groups to make their contribution to society even more stronger.
How long is the project?
Okay, so it runs for 5 years. This project is funded by the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. So this project is worth $4.3 million from 2019 to 2024, and we are in year two, which is the data collection year. Yeah.
Now, the research, you've explained, you know, some of the design framework in that and from the, you know, Pasifika cultural lens. So how is it going to be rolled out as such? You know, or do you have a time frame for each step in the in the project over the next 2-3 years?
So we are using Talanoa of focus group sessions. So we've got four locations in New Zealand that we're targeting: two in Auckland, one in Wellington, Christchurch and Dunedin. There are pockets of growing population in New Zealand that that no one really knows about. So, for example, in the South Island in Dunedin, there's a growing number of Pacific people there. Also, we've just recently found out that in Pokeno, Drury, Waiuku, there is a growing, another growth spurt of Pacific people there. So we're trying to target all of these areas where there are concentrations of Pacific people. So those four locations, we're holding Talanoa sessions, but we're also interviewing Pasifika who do not want to congregate because of COVID. They don't want to they don't want to meet up. So we are mindful that that's a reality in research, that Pacific people are very aware of the measles outbreak, the TB scare in Auckland, and also of COVID. So we've also modified the way we do our data collection by going into their homes if that's what they prefer.
So, you know, some of the things you'll be talking about in the Talanoa sessions, Betty, just experiences is what you're looking for?
Yeah, so we want to know what's it like. I mean, we know that there's been other research about low skill and some of the implications, but we actually don't really hear from the Pacific voice. What was it like for them? How did you get to this point where you're not feeling happy with where you're working? Or did you want to upskill? What services were provided at your job? What were these training courses? Did it work? Why or why not? Was there something there that held you back or propelled you forward? So pushed you to seek to increase your literacy and numeracy. So we kind of want to hear their Talanoa stories of where they are right now and how did they get to be at this point and where do they see themselves in the future, because we've got to go forward.
And so, fast forward to, you know, the end of the project, what is it you want to see, you know, the outcomes from this, and especially if it's going to be maybe at a policy level potentially?
So we have an advisory board that we report to, and we are also linked to the OECD. So there are ramifications for this project. So we have a responsibility to inform policy. That's one of the biggest objectives of this project, because we want to see changes made for Tangata Pasifika. We need to put this in place because this is a serious project. We want to build capacity, so we've got to go to the top.
And of course, just the you know, the impacts that it will have on future generations, especially at such a very important stage of development. Many would argue the most critical stage of development for our children. Now, of course, we're talking about Talanoas and the different locations. I'm sure you're going to need members of our Pacific community to hop on board, and I'm sure out of that $4 million, there's going to be some budget for food as well. So.
Yes, so I'm asking, please, Tangata Pasifika, please support this project. We have the first session in Manukau City at the Pacific Business Hub. That's at 10:30, June the 12th. So 10:30 till 12:30, we are having the Talanoa sessions and lunch is provided. And we're also having Pasifika meals, so mea ai and mea kai, sapa sui, kalo, kapisi pulu. Can't say no to that.
Man, you've covered a lot of bases there. Right?
I got approval from my boss.
And Nick Minute, oh, $3 million on just food. What Okay, so those main locations again, where, you know, we want to see our community, you know, for the Talanoa sessions, and best way to get in touch with you to register interest for the upcoming Talanoa sessions, please, Betty.
So if you are 18 and over and you are keen on participating in this research, then you must register, because we need to keep account of who is coming and for control methods. My email, betty.ofi-grant@aut, I think you're going to put it on the website. It's also on the New Zealand Work Research Institute, so my email is there. And there are flyers on LinkedIn, social media, Instagram and Twitter. So for those Tangata Pasifika who are interested, please contact me so that we can set you up.
A very big thank you, Dr. Betty Offey-Grant, researcher, lecturer at AUT University. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Really appreciate it, and all the very best for the success of this project, which, as I said, you know, will have such great benefits for our future generations. And make sure when you get near the, you know, when you're nearing the end or ready to publish, you come back and we'll get an update.
No worries.